Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God that has been given to me for you, how by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, so that when you read, you'll understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, so that the Gentiles would be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, of which I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, has this grace been given, so that I would preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, so that now to the principalities and powers in heavenly places would be known by the church the multifaceted wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose that he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. So I desire that you don't faint at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, so that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ will live in your hearts by faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to understand with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, so you'll be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do far above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.